Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, hello, everybody. We're back. Episode 106 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh. And we almost always have live music on the show as well. I'm Jake Bushnell, a podcaster in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Roman Duddy Project, and the host of this very show. Here he is, everybody, Duddy B.
What is happening, guys? If you notice, it sounds a little different. I just want to start off by saying we are Zooming this episode.
Yeah, our listeners have gotten spoiled, right, Duddy?
Yes.
We've been home for a year and a half because of COVID. Duddy's had no shows almost to speak of, and so we've been super consistent. And then, of course, the Dirty Heads are back, a couple shows in Colorado, and we miss a couple weeks of the show immediately. Yeah. Do not fear, though, people. Oh, we will be very consistent this summer, and this is the explanation episode, right, Duddy? As Duddy said.
It is. We have a lot of fun stuff actually planned for this this near future for you guys coming up. But we, was it a 2 weeks off? Is that what we had, Jake?
Yeah, we missed shows the last 2 weeks. And the funny thing is, we were supposed to have shows both of those Wednesdays, but crazy things happened, right? The band that we were supposed to have in 2 weeks ago had to cancel on us for very good reasons. This week, today, we were supposed to have that very same band in the studio. Just Goody is the name of the band, right?
Just Goody.
And Just Goody. And we had to cancel on them this morning. Tell them what your morning was like, Duddy, and why we had to cancel on Just Goody today.
So first off, we never even planned to take those last 2 weeks off. It just happened. Like Jake said, We've been off for a year and a half as a band, and all of a sudden we have these two big shows coming up. We've got another one in San Diego and a tour, and things just got really hectic around the Dirty Heads camp, just scrambling, trying to remember how we used to do this thing, you know? So it affected the podcast a little bit, but we've got back on track. We have a lot of new fun stuff in the future. But as Jake was saying for this morning, I woke up a little early and I even hit Jake up. I'm like, hey, you guys want to get in early today and start setting up? And then it just hit me. I was like, oh my God, wait a second. None of our shit has made it back from Red Rocks. All of our gear went to Red Rocks. And I actually use a lot of the same gear for the podcast as I do for the Dirty Heads, especially when we're having bands come in. I use a lot of that gear to record the bands. I drove to the warehouse at 7 a.m. today on the 5th of July. I partied last night on the 4th of July and I woke up in a freaking panic today and I drove to my warehouse at 7 a.m. just to see what was going on there. It's an empty warehouse. It was there was not a lot in there. So I had to unfortunately hit up Jess Goody. And I think I've told you before, Koi CBD, one of our sponsors that has been with us since day one. Austin is kind of our rep there that helped us, you know, get in with Koi. He's in Just Goody. I had to hit him up this morning and be like, Austin, I'm a fucking asshole. I'm so sorry, dude, but I don't have any gear. I cannot record you guys today. Luckily, no big deal. They're going to be in next Monday. So we are still going to get them next week. They're going to come in. It's going to be a great episode. But unfortunately today, I just woke up in a panic and I was like, oh my God.
Dude, it was one of these things, Duddy. I think you had such a fun week. It was so exciting going back to Red Rocks.
Totally.
And then you come home and you want to relax. And then of course it's the 4th of July. Me, you, or Luke, none of us, all three of us, none of us thought, wait a minute, we have a band coming in on Monday. Do we even have any equipment? And at 7:30 this morning, I get a phone call from Duddy in a panic. He's all, dude, I can't imagine that any of our microphones are in the bunker right now. And I'm like, oh my God, of course. Why didn't we think of that? And then sure enough, worst nightmare reality when you walk into the bunker this morning, nothing there. So yeah, so long story short, guys, that's Duddy and my way of telling you, sorry we missed the last two Wednesdays. It's not going to continue from here. We will be getting you shows every Wednesday. This show, rather than being a live band and all the things you're used to, all the bells and whistles, it's more of an explanation show. We're calling this one The Explanation, right? Episode 106, The Explanation. We really don't even need to explain this, do we, Duddy? It's 2 weeks. I don't even think anyone really gave as much of a
I think that we just feel
we just felt bad.
It was hanging heavy on my heart. I was like, Jake, we just missed 2 weeks, dude. We got to fill people in, but enough of that. You guys
don't even care. This is more for Denny and I to get it off our chests.
Yeah. So, but on a brighter note, man, we got to go play two pretty amazing shows last week. And any of you guys listening that, you know, made it to the shows, thank you so much. It was such an awesome experience. It felt so good to get back out there. And I'm not going to lie, Jake, I get asked all the time, like back in the day, do you get nervous before shows? Do you care? I'm like, nah, I've done this, so I don't even care. You know, I mean, I get anxious like in a half an hour before, I just pace because I'm just like, I just want to go. I just want to do this thing. But I don't really get nervous. I was nervous. I was totally nervous because I just felt like rusty. You know, I didn't feel like my normal just, oh, I got this, I do this all the time. I kind of felt like, oh my God, I'm just a dad. What am I doing here? You know,
like, dude, isn't that weird? Like, okay, I was a musician for years and years, touring, everything I thought was I got to do the music thing. And then all of a sudden I stopped playing music. And it is weird. About a year or so after, you start realizing, am I a musician anymore? I do other things now. And then I was a barber. I haven't barbered in almost a year because of COVID. And now I'm doing other things. And I'm like, am I a barber anymore? And so you were, the whole band, you guys turned into dads and husbands and like,
totally. I was just a dad for a year. Like, yeah.
Which is great. You're always a dad. We know what you mean. You're at the park with your kids every day. Usually you're gone half the year.
Yeah. I'm having sleepovers. I got kids over all the time. Yep. I got really into just cooking and hanging with the kids. And I love that. And all of a sudden, I still love it.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Well, what's funny too is
10,000 people.
We had two different intros. We did a different intro each night, but the first night, the intro is kind of just like a lot of like rumbling bass going on and stuff, kind of let the people know, hey, something's about to happen, you know? And then it's like kind of like almost if you were like working for a shuttle launch or something, and there was like a 10, 9, 8, 7, one of those things going on, you know?
Yeah.
When that countdown started, I was standing side stage. I was like, oh shit, there's no backing out now. You better be perfect for the next hour and a half. Here we go.
That's crazy. You know what? Yeah, a lot was going into it, right? You know, I would say usually you guys play Red Rocks. You at least have a few shows under your belt.
Oh, yeah. We're usually like mid-tour or something. We're just an oiled machine that's running perfectly, and the confidence is there. And you're not even thinking about anything more than just like, oh, yes, this is going to be so fun tonight. It's going to be a great show, which is usually how I am before shows. I love it. And I was this show too, but there was a little bit of a different feeling of like, oh man, this is wild.
Well, there's another element too. You had two new band members.
We had two new guys there. Horns.
There's new backup vocal sounds that are coming in because they both do backups. Luckily, they're the most, they nail everything.
They do not miss.
So it was a new setup. You guys had new riser setups, and you guys always have a different stage plot. So that's all
we try to switch it up. Yeah,
you do. And but it went swimmingly. I wasn't there with you, but I saw obviously 1,000 videos online and everyone was stoked. I'm seeing everyone online posting.
Everyone was stoked, Jake, but like always, Jake, not everyone was stoked. I see such funny stuff sometimes. No, I see the funniest shit online, man. Well, like you said, 99% of what I saw was people just like, thank you so much. That was such an amazing night. Like such a great time. You guys killed it. You sounded great. Loved the set, whatever. All that. That's 99% of it, right? But I get tagged and stuff all the time. And especially when we're traveling, like we're out there on the road. Sometimes you don't have much to do. You're hanging out in the dressing room. So I'm scrolling around. I'm doing what you shouldn't do. I'm reading comments and shit, right? But I saw some funny posts. A couple that I saw that were super, super funny was, I saw one that was, I can't believe they played the same set list two nights in a row. This is bullshit. They changed out like a couple songs. That's it. Okay. So each night we played like 20 or 21 songs. And the second night, there was 9 different songs in the set list than the first night. So almost half the set was different. And look, I get it. You hear a couple of the same songs, you're like, whatever. But what fans don't understand too is it's like, we can't just cut out certain songs of the set. Like, what if you were there the second night and not the first night? But we just, the second night, we just were like, we're not going to play Vacation. We're not going to play Lay Me Down. We're not going to play Cabin by the, whatever. There's a handful of songs that's like, we kind of have to play for the people that weren't there the first night or vice versa. Cause those are our top songs. Like, we don't come up with this on like, just, we make it up. We go on to our Spotify's and iTunes and our, and there's, you can obviously see what are the favorite tracks. You can see the most streamed songs, the most downloaded, the most requested. And we kind of pick those top ones that we kind of got to play these, you know? So it's funny. You're never going to make every single person happy. But that, so I saw those. I'm like, they played the same set. And it's like, we absolutely did not. We had a full different intro both nights. Yeah. We had a completely different encore both nights. We switched out many songs both nights. Like, they were different sets. Were there some same songs? Of course. Of course there were some same songs.
There's never going to be a band that has a completely different set. Like, you know.
That's funny. So that's a funny one. And I saw this. I saw this other one that I got tagged into, and it's so dumb that I even read this shit or care. And I really don't care. It's mostly I laugh. I just go, come on, people. I saw one go, this was a post. It was like, I saw this band at Red Rocks in 2017, literally the exact same set list, song for song. I'm like, dude, there's like 8 songs on that set list that were written after 2017. Like, there's impossible for that to be the exact same set list because most of those songs were not even written before that date. It's just like, come on, people. This show is not just for you. It's for the 10,000 people there. We're trying to make 10,000 people happy, not like these couple people who have been to 100 shows. Like, we're stoked you've been to this many shows. We love that you're fans, but we have to please the masses, you know? Like,
yeah.
We have to. So it's just funny, man. Like, you're never going to make everyone happy.
But that, I was thinking about it when you were saying it, is that's how all news is spread nowadays.
Yeah.
Because think of there's 10 people that didn't go to the show that saw that post that now are walking around their life thinking the Dirty Heads played the exact same set this week as they did in 2017. And that's how lies were
spread. I can't believe they did that. It was bullshit. And they're like, well, we didn't. And we didn't at all.
We didn't. Well, someone said it on the internet, though.
Oh, here was a great one. Here's another one I saw, too, that was so great. And it was this. This is my favorite. This might be the best one. I wasn't at the shows.
Oh, no.
But from some videos I saw, it seemed like the guys were lacking energy. You weren't there. You weren't even there, and you're talking shit. Like, it's just so funny. Daddy,
this is hilarious that you naturally start. We couldn't have planned this any better because Luke and I have a little something for you. And
oh no!
And here's another. You know what, Daddy? One other thing, real quick, before we continue on, and it's going to be great.
I'm kind of scared.
We might probably have some new listeners today because we did make those shirts. Scan me or die, or scan me and feel good. And
Jake, sorry to cut you off. Hey guys, I saw a lot of you guys rocking those shirts and posting and getting people to scan the shirts. Thank you guys so much. Honestly, you don't understand how awesome that is. You guys help us out so much. You guys are the reason this show still goes on. So I saw it. Thank you guys. I am going to collect those photos and I am going to send you guys something.
Hell yeah. We're going to hook them up. And, you know, so obviously we made shirts with the little scan bar on it and you scan the shirt with your phone and it takes you right to where you can subscribe to our podcast. Our goal is, look, our listeners love the show. You know, we're a small community, but we're a tight community, right? Like, our listeners love the show. They're here every week and we love them and they're helping us grow the show by going to the Dirty Head shows and other shows this summer and getting people to check out our podcast. So I feel like we probably do have some new listeners. So welcome. And if you scanned someone's shirt and you're listening for your first time, that's awesome, dude. This is exactly what Duddy and I are hoping for this summer. We're going to hopefully get a shitload of new listeners. But for the new listeners, we usually have a lot of segments on the show. Obviously, we normally have live bands. They tell us stories about how they pooped their pants. And Duddy and I tell you about crazy, creepy monsters that we found. We're not doing any of that stuff today. This is more of a explanation show and an information show for the new listeners. And this is something brand new for you, Duddy. That's where I was getting to, is Luke and I have thought of something we want to do this summer that we think will be fun. It will involve the listeners. It will involve you, Duddy. And it's going to be something, as of now, we're calling it Fan Watch. I don't know if I love that name, but we're going to go with that today. Now, Fan Watch is me and Luke, and for the new listeners, Luke's the kid that helps us produce the show, records it, edits it, and all that. Luke and I are going to be scouring the kind of like fan pages of the Dirty Heads and of this podcast while you're on tour. We'll look for positive posts, things that, you know, happy things that make us feel good, and we'll also look for drama, and mainly we're looking for drama. Now, there's the Wicked and Wily page on Facebook. Everyone knows that's the longest running Dirty Heads fan page. Everyone's active over there. And
if you're a Dirty Heads fan and you're not part of the Wicked and Wily, Head on over to Wicked and Wiley, sign up over there. You will be in a rad community filled with other rad people who share, you know, your interest in music. So throwing that out.
Yeah. So, and then, I mean, geez, the Wicked and Wiley page has been, I feel like it's 15 years old now at this point, right? And it's just Dirty Head fans talking Dirty Head stuff. Well, our podcast has a fan group, a listener group on Facebook as well. It's called FGWD Bunker. Feeling Good with Duddy Bunker, right? FGWD Bunker. So if you're not a member of the Bunker on Facebook, go over there now. Luke and I will be searching the Wicked and Wiley fan page, the Bunker page, and probably Medusa Marketplace. I don't know if it gets weird over there, but we're going to search Dirty Head related pages and we're going to look for the news. And we have something that pertains directly to the two Colorado shows that you just played, buddy. Oh, no. And this is a story that I already know you know about. Anyone on the Bunker already knows this. Kimmy Simonian. She's a longtime listener, huge Dirty Head fan, and kind of one of the legendary listeners of this show. Everybody knows Kimmy online, right? Kimmy had a very eventful weekend, and we found some hypocrisies in her posting on the FGWD Bunker on Facebook, and we will bring it to you now. Kimmy went to Colorado for both nights of the Dirty Head shows, Duddy, and she met up with a bunch of podcast listeners and Dirty Head fans. And apparently, Kimmy, I got a message about 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday night, which was the first Dirty Head show at Red Rocks. I got a panicked message from a listener, and it said, "Jake, Kimmy got kicked out of the show. She passed out. And she wasn't even drunk," like already making excuses. And they're all, "We got to do something." First of all, I'm like, what the fuck could I possibly do from my home in California to get Kimmy Simonian, who's passed out, which is scary, first of all, and was kicked out by the medics? What, like, imagine me calling Red Rocks. "Hi, I'm Duddy's brother." "Who?" "I'm Dustin. I'm Duddy B's brother." They would hang up on me immediately. There's nothing. But here's the best part. So I look on the Bunker because I'm like, no way, Kimmy. And we love Kimmy. So instantly I'm sad because I'm like, I don't want Kimmy's weekend to be ruined or weak. We love Kimmy. But I do know that she's going to be there for two shows. So I'm knowing she's going to get a second chance. But immediately I look at all the messages and it's Kimmy's on there and other people are on there. And there's a lot of, Kimmy says like, "I wasn't even drunk. I was just dehydrated." And people are like, "Yeah, she was just dehydrated." Duddy, did you know about all of this? I know you know Kimmy got kicked out, but did you
I knew Kimmy got kicked out. Did I scour and read through comments? No, all I know is that she passed out the first night. She wasn't drunk. I have my thoughts on that. I'm guessing maybe she was. I don't know.
I could be wrong. I've got some info for you on that, Duddy. Yeah. Oh, we've got some things on.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of, "I wasn't drunk. I was just dehydrated." And people were like, "She had such a long drive from, you know, and she was just so excited in the elevation," and it was everything under the sun. And then you keep looking down those comments, and I forget who it was. Luke, do you have the name of who burned Kimmy down there?
Tara Michelle Smith.
Michelle Smith drops this hitter in the comments. Read what she wrote, Luke, because I don't have it in front of me.
"But did you die? At least we had one hell of a pregame, Kimmy."
Boom.
Oh,
there it is.
So you were pregame.
Kimmy was pregaming, which I can only imagine is every drug at once on earth, right? That's what I imagine when I hear pregame. Some people think it's just drinking. I think every drug and all at once. Kimmy was wasted and she passed out unconscious at the show, was taken to the medical booth and then asked to leave. Kimmy, you know we love you. But here's my thing. To everyone that was shaming the medical staff of Red Rocks and telling them, "How dare they?" Duddy, what would you have done?
Okay, so first off, I love this.
This is the greatest thing. This is the best.
I love this and I hate this. But I'm very uncomfortable right now talking about this.
Every week, oh, Luke and I are going to do this to you.
Oh, God damn it. But I will say, and this is great because this is not the first time this has happened. This is a great thing that you have brought to my attention and the world. But okay, so Kimmy, you know we love you. But Jake, I'm so happy you guys found that comment that someone said, "At least we pre-gamed." So it explains everything. Because I was getting hit up like crazy, like, "Fuck Red Rocks. That's the worst venue in the fucking world. That's bullshit. She got kicked out." It's like, dude, first off, Red Rocks is the best. It is the best venue. The staff there is amazing. It's just the coolest place in the world. So if you get super hammered before a show and you pass out and the medics literally save your life, And then you're going to go online and bash the venue for that. It's I said, Kimmy, we love you. This is so uncomfortable, Jake. Why did you do this to me?
I know.
But
that's what we love.
But this goes, I'm glad you brought this to my attention because this is not the first time. I'll wake up, you know, in the morning after a show, and especially when we're on the road, I wake up a lot earlier than the guys do. So I'm usually the first one up on the bus, and I usually have a solid hour or two where I'm just up in the front by myself, drinking some coffee. And what do you do when you're doing that? I'm just skimming through the internet, reading shit I shouldn't read. I'll get DMs like crazy after some shows of like, my friend Timmy just got kicked out. Can you help me get, I'll be on stage and they're hitting me up. Like, I'll look at the time. I'm like, this is mid set. You're DMing me mid set asking if I can help get your wasted friend back in the show. It's like, dude, first off, no, we can never help you get your buddy back in. And we don't know what your buddies did. Like, your buddy could have been being a total asshole and like punching girls or something. I don't know. So no, I can't help you get Timmy back in the show. And I also can't help you get Kimmy back in the show. I can't help you.
Yeah, Kimmy. Dude, I just love that. Here's the deal. I went on Facebook to check out videos from your show. That's why I was on there Wednesday night. I'm like, oh, Duddy, you know, the Dirty Heads are playing probably right now. I'm like, let me go to the bunker and see if people are putting up videos. And they were. And I started liking a couple of the videos. And then immediately I was hit with the messages of, Kimmy's kicked out. You got to do something, Jake. I'm like, what in the fuck could I possibly? I'll send a worded email right now.
I'm on my way.
And it probably was mid-set for you. I'd like to think Duddy stops mid-song. Hey, everybody. A young lady named Kimmy was just escorted out. We're not playing until she's brought back in.
So here's all I want to say on this, though, because first off, fuck you guys for doing this to me and making me talk about this. But second of all, I'd love to get to the bottom of this. Kimmy, you know we love you. And you know,
Kimmy's laughing right now.
We talk shit.
Yes, she's
don't take this to heart. But I'd love to get to the bottom of this. Now that Jake, now that you found that, who was it? Tara Michelle, you said? Smith?
Tara Michelle Geller?
Posted, at least we had one hell of a pregame, Kimmy, right? Kimmy, I need you to come out to the world. I need to see a post on the bunker page.
Yes.
Were you hammered? Were you?
Honesty.
We need honesty here. We need honesty. That's all we need in this world. So I would love to know. Hey, and if you weren't, let us know.
Oh, and here's another funny thing about the bunker. There's a mega troll in the bunker called Moonflower Wireless.
I saw this.
Duddy did. I took a screenshot of this and texted it to Duddy, and you sent me like 15 laughing to tears emojis. So this was the day after Kimmy was kicked out. So this is Thursday morning, the day of show number two, which, by the way, you guys, Kimmy made it to show number two. She had a great time.
A great time.
Happy ending. As always, I'm happy that Kimmy passed out and got kicked out of night one because it made for such a great moment on our show. I loved this segment. What did I call it again? Fan watch. I'm liking it. And I put like, Luke, give us like some sort of, you know, fan wash. Boom. I don't know, like a gavel hitting it. I don't know, some sort of police-y thing. Luke, come up with that for us, please. So she made it to night two.
Ended up in a positivity. She made it tonight too. She had a great time. But I do want to know, Kimmy, let us know. Were you a little drunk when you passed out? And guess what, dude? That elevation's no lie up in at Red Rock. So if you've been drinking during the daytime, it was very hot and humidy. Yeah, you could definitely pass out. You can get dehydrated very easily. Yes. So I
remember
need to
what I was going to say.
Because I want to know the truth. And if so, can we get an apology to Red Rocks? It's medical staff. We need an apology to medical staff.
Tag them in it. Real quick, Duddy, I do remember where I was going. Moonflower Wylerson, troll of the bunker. Only shows up every once in a while and has a full troll post every time. Moonflower made a post on Thursday morning. It was a poll, and it was, will Kimmy make it to the show tonight, or will she pass out again and not see the Dirty Heads? Overwhelmingly, everybody voted that Kimmy will make it into the show, and she did. Yeah. So happy endings on Fan Watch. Wow, Duddy, we did it. We got through that.
We didn't
know it was going to happen, but it did.
So as you guys know, we already told you, this is it. I just wanted to say, first off, to our Patreon members, which I'll let you know about that. We're very sorry that we missed a week or two for you guys. We are going to make it up for you, and I promise you, in these next coming weeks, all through tour, we're not going to miss anymore. I'm going to make sure we get it. These last 2 weeks, they just got hectic. Life happened and I was scrambling to get shit done. And I didn't get everything done I needed to. So I'm very sorry about these last couple of weeks. We are going to just be right back on track in the future. And 2 or 3 weeks ago, our last Monday, I had the Patreon members shoot in a bunch of Q&A and I didn't get to them. So I'm going to answer those questions from a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to answer them right now. And for those of you listening who are like, what's he talking about? We do have a Patreon page. If you enjoy the show and you want 4 extra episodes every month, and I do guitar tutorials over there from Dirty Head Songs, you can go over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithdaddy. It's $5 a month, but it really does help the show continue going on. And you get a lot of cool bonus, stuff over there. So you can go sign up over there and you can ask us questions that we will answer on the show.
Yeah. The only way you can get us to answer questions is through Patreon. And before we continue too, Duddy and I, and we had a little meeting before this episode that we're doing right now about what we're going to do this summer for Patreon. Now's the time to join. Duddy's going to be doing a lot of cool behind the scenes stuff while he's on tour. And the Mutilator's going to have a new little thing he's doing. There's a lot of cool stuff coming to Patreon immediately. So, all right. Let's hear some questions.
Like Jake said, I'm going to be doing a lot of cool stuff from the road. I'm going to be giving you guys like every morning after shows. I think I'm just going to jump on for a couple minutes and just give you a little recap of the last night's show and about the show that's going to happen that day. So that'll be cool. And I'm also going to be just going over to the Patreon every now and then and just kind of, I might just post a camera up on in my guitar world and maybe just go live for an entire show side stage. Who knows? I know. I'm the one who knows. but yeah, it should be fun. And like I said, I'm going to answer some Q&A right now from our Patreons. And this was from a couple weeks ago. So sorry for missing out, but we're going to be back on track. We're going to be back.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Christina Whitman. By the way, Justin Gaethje came and hung out backstage with us.
That's right.
Christina Whitman, her husband is his striking coach. Is that what it is, Jake?
Yeah, Trevor Whitman. He's the head coach for Rose Namajunas, Justin Gaethje, Kamaru Usman. Yeah. The best camp in MMA right now.
Best camp. I mean, it's just full of legends. So this is his wife. Christina Whitman says, may I ask, how did you guys propose to your wives? Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, cool.
You know what's really funny, Jake? Because I've talked about this show many times on this. We played a random show. This is way back in the day. I guess this had to be maybe 12-ish years ago because we've been married over 10 years. We've been with each other like over 20 years now, which is insane. But we had a show in Mexico. I've told you about this show, Rocky Point, where it was a humongous festival set up. It was set up for 10, 15,000 people and nobody showed up. Not one person. People there were the bands. That was it. Nobody showed up. It was insane. But we still played and everyone was just on stage. There was no one in the crowd. We just said, fuck it. Everyone just sit on stage. There was nobody there. Vendors set up all around with workers at the vendors. Nobody there. Zero.
Was it Moy? Was he the guy that when we talked about this show?
Moy was there. Tomorrow's Bad Seeds was there.
If you go to the Moy from Tomorrow's Bad Seeds episode, I think that's the episode where we talked in depth about this festival.
I think so. But it was super funny. I proposed to my wife there randomly. I didn't plan it or anything, but we had like a cool room and it was like we had a balcony that was like overlooking the ocean and we had just recently like had our first kid. We had our daughter already. And it was just one of those things where I already knew I was going to propose and I was going to marry her because I love her. And she's the mother of my new child. And I already knew, I'm like, this is what's happening, but I didn't have a plan. And we were just hanging out on the balcony. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And I just dropped down and did it. No ring or nothing. Just did it.
Spontaneous.
Yeah.
And I mean, she knew too.
Yeah, it wasn't like I wasn't like, I wonder what she's going to say.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, if she said no, I'd have just pushed her off the balcony, but whatever.
Oh my God. Dude, so for me, it was on the beach. Yeah, at this point in time, we didn't even live together. I was living in Huntington Beach and she was living in San Diego, I want to say. And so I went down to visit her on a Valentine's Day, you know, but we were like, it just happened to be Valentine's Day. And I knew I was going to propose. And I'm like, well, I'm not proposing to her on Valentine's Day. It's like, that's not happening. I just, you know, but the best thing was, and honestly, her and I both don't really give a shit about Valentine's Day, but we were like, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend. So we're like, let's go do something. So we went out, had dinner, whatever. I stayed the night up there down in San Diego with her. And then the next morning we went for a beach walk. And I knew, I'm like, I'm hitting her the next morning. Who the hell's going to, you know, no one's going to expect. It's like the day after that. It was just a normal hangout. So we're walking along the beach. Beautiful morning. There's barely anyone on the beach, right? And this is all, I'm not kidding you. There couldn't have been more beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. We're walking along the beach. I think it's like 7:15 in the morning, San Diego. And we're just walking and I drop down on my knees and I pull out the ring and I propose to her and she's couldn't be more stoked without lying at all. You guys, dolphins are jumping in the water. We're, like laughing. We're laughing at this point because I'm on my hand, you know, one knee, I'm proposing. Yeah. She's saying yes. Dolphins are jumping. We're looking at it. We're
a butterfly lands on her head.
I swear to God.
A rainbow immerses just.
Yes, dude. A unicorn lands on the butterfly. And this is no joke. So then I get up and I hug her and we're kissing. And there was a lifeguard tower up on the cliff. And I hear the little, you know, loudspeaker. It goes, congratulations, you two.
Like that's
he
awesome.
Chimed, he saw it
that's
all happen.
Awesome.
Congratulations across the loudspeaker. We looked up and laughed and gave him a thank you, finished off our walk, went to breakfast. It was really perfect. So that's awesome, it was a really great moment. Good question.
Brian Uthe, which I for sure said that wrong.
We never say that right. He's been a listener forever and I don't know if we've ever said it's Uth, right? Didn't he tell us?
I don't know.
I'm
gonna go with Uthe. It's French. I guess that would be French. Yeah. I don't even know. Red Rocks is coming up. I'm super excited. Oh, well.
These questions are from 2 weeks ago. The ones we didn't get to. Well, let's do it.
He said, has Duddy or Jake ever had Rocky Mountain oysters? And if so, what'd you think? I have. Oh. Have you, Jake? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't think
so. It's balls. I want to say it's like ox ball.
Wait, what?
I want to say it's like a ox ball.
Oh, I never have for sure. No.
Can you look that up for me really quick, Luke?
I think that's what it is. I'm like,
yeah. And dude, I've had one. I'm pretty sure it's ox balls. Is that what it is, Luke? He's looking it up. Sorry, people.
Rocky Mountain oyster. That's the funny. You know, they're like chicken. You know, tuna is the chicken of the sea. That's what.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Bull testicles. Yeah. So, and I've had one. I've eaten one. And it
gnarly, dude.
I did not like it. Was not a fan. Not for me. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Jen Peterson with another mushroom question. I could only imagine where this is going to go.
Did she give us some crazy question before?
She's asked questions before where I couldn't even understand what she was saying.
Yes, I remember.
This one is, Duddy, I ate mushrooms and watched your butterfly get the fuck away video and laughed my ass off. Duddy, have you found your perfect dose? Mine is 4 grams. See, I told you.
Oh my God.
She's a mushy eater. I like to eat them too.
She's a shroomstress.
No, I can't say I found my perfect dose, but I do enjoy them.
That sounds like an Alanis Morissette album name, The Perfect Dose.
Sorry, guys. There's only a couple more, but...
Yeah, for new listeners, usually we do the Q&A. We open it up for Q&A the morning of our shows. But
Guys, that's it, man.
That's all right.
That's it. That's
Dude,
it.
That, this was
I'm sorry, yeah.
Show,
it was a lot of it's like excited for Red Rocks, Happy Father's Day, you know, stuff like that. There wasn't a lot of the questions. But hey, guys, again, thank you to everyone who came out to Red Rocks. I really hope you had an amazing time. I'm so sorry we played the exact same set 2 nights in a row. But no, but really, guys, thank you guys. We had such an amazing time. It felt so good to get back out there and see everybody and just get back on stage and do what we love. So thank you guys for that. Can't wait to see everybody this summer. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for you coming up on this podcast. I've already locked in Hyrie. She's going to jump on the show probably like right when we get on the road in the summer. She's jumping on. So nice. Hyrie's going to come on and perform and she's going to be a rad guest. A lot of cool stuff coming up for the podcast. We are sorry we missed those last couple of weeks, but we're going to get back on track and we got some fun stuff for you guys. So thank you guys. We love you.
You're the best, everybody. We'll see you. We'll be back next week with all the things you love. Monday morning hangover, a Wednesday show with the live band, and so much more coming up after that. Peace.
Sorry, Kimmy.